Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Faith-Filled Childbirth. A Christian Approach to Hypnobirthing by Tara Menzies is a nonfiction pregnancy and childbirth guide that combines hypnobirthing practices with explicitly Christian spiritual language and devotion. Its purpose is to help expectant mothers approach labor with less fear, greater calm, and a stronger sense of trust in God. Rather than treating birth preparation as only a medical or psychological process, the book frames it as a physical, emotional, and spiritual experience. It draws on relaxation techniques, breathing methods, education about childbirth physiology, scripture-based affirmations, and prayer to support confidence during pregnancy, labor, postpartum, and birth choices in different settings. The book is most relevant to Christian readers who want evidence-informed birth preparation without separating it from faith. It also reflects a broader movement toward personalized childbirth education, especially for readers looking for an alternative to fear-centered birth narratives. As a result, the book stands at the intersection of spiritual formation, practical maternity education, and complementary wellness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book reframes fear as a major driver of birth pain. A central idea in the book is that fear can intensify the experience of childbirth, making pain and tension worse than they need to be. This is a familiar principle in hypnobirthing. But Menzies adapts it for a Christian audience by presenting fear not only as a psychological barrier, but also as something that can be answered through trust in God. The practical value of this framing is that it changes how readers prepare for labor. Instead of rehearsing worst-case scenarios, they are encouraged to build calm expectations through information, repetition, prayer, and relaxation. That shift matters because anxiety often narrows decision-making and makes the birth process feel more threatening than it is. By identifying fear as a key problem early, the book gives readers a clear target for preparation. It does not claim that childbirth becomes effortless, but it argues that emotional posture shapes the experience significantly. This gives the book its strongest conceptual foundation. Birth preparation begins with the mind and heart, not only with logistics or medical planning. Secondly, the blending of hypnobirthing methods with Christian prayer and scripture. The book is distinct because it does not simply borrow from conventional hypnobirthing. It reinterprets those methods through Christian belief. Breathing exercises, relaxation routines, affirmations, and visualization are presented alongside scripture and prayer so that the reader is not asked to separate technique from faith. This integration is important for readers who may want the calming structure of hypnobirthing, but feel uncomfortable with versions that lean on generic spirituality or self-generated reassurance alone. In Menzies' conception, peace during labor comes from both understanding the body and relying on the presence and strength of God. That approach can make the material more accessible to Christians who want birth preparation that aligns with their convictions. It also shows why the book has a clear niche within childbirth education. It is not a broad medical manual, nor a general devotional, but a hybrid resource designed to support both bodily regulation and spiritual confidence. The method is practical because it gives readers repeatable tools for labor while anchoring them in familiar faith practices. Thirdly, why childbirth education is treated as a source of empowerment, not just information. Another important theme is the book's emphasis on informed decision-making. Menzies does not present education as an optional extra. She treats knowledge about labor, birth physiology, and care choices as essential to confidence. This is one of the book's most realistic contributions because fear often grows when expectant parents feel uninformed or powerless. By encouraging readers to understand what is happening in the body and what options may arise during birth, the book aims to replace passivity with agency. The empowerment here is not framed as individual control over every outcome, which would be unrealistic in childbirth. Instead, it is about making thoughtful choices, asking better questions, and feeling prepared across different settings such as home birth, hospital birth, or cesarean delivery. This broad applicability makes the book more useful than resources that assume a single ideal birth plan. Its educational stance also helps bridge faith and evidence. Prayer and trust are not offered as substitutes for preparation, but as supports that work alongside practical knowledge. That balance is one reason the book appeals to readers seeking grounded, non-dogmatic guidance. Fourthly, a birth philosophy that connects bodily physiology with spiritual peace. The book repeatedly links the natural physiology of childbirth with the need for emotional and spiritual calm. This connection is significant because it avoids treating birth as either purely medical or purely mystical. Instead, it assumes the body is designed for labor, while also recognizing that stress can interfere with that process. In that framework, relaxation is not merely a comfort technique, it is a way of cooperating with the body. The Christian dimension adds another layer by presenting peace as something available through God, rather than only through personal discipline. That combination allows the book to speak to readers who want a holistic view of childbirth. It suggests that the body, mind, and spirit should be prepared together, which is consistent with many modern childbirth education models, but distinctive in its theological grounding. This is also where the book differs from secular hypnobirthing guides. The relaxation practices are not treated as self-sufficient, but as means of creating space for faith, stillness, and trust. The result is a childbirth philosophy that is both practical and devotional, with each part reinforcing the other. Lastly, why the book resonates as part of a wider Christian birth support ecosystem. Faith-filled childbirth is best understood not as a standalone title, but as part of a broader set of resources built around the Christian hypnobirthing app and course. That connection matters because it shows the book is intended to introduce a larger method, not simply deliver an isolated reading experience. Readers who engage with it are likely looking for continuity between reading, practice, and support tools that can be used throughout pregnancy and labor. This makes the book especially relevant for mothers who want a structured preparation system rather than scattered advice. The wider ecosystem also helps explain its appeal. It offers repeatable affirmations, guided relaxation, and a shared vocabulary for birth preparation that can be used by both mothers and partners. In category terms, the book stands out because it occupies a middle ground between faith-based encouragement and childbirth instruction. It is not a theoretical theology of motherhood, and it is not a conventional clinical handbook. Instead, it functions as a practical bridge for readers who want evidence-informed preparation shaped by Christian devotion. That positioning gives it a strong identity within the crowded pregnancy help market. In conclusion, Faith-Filled Childbirth. A Christian approach to hypnobirthing is best suited to Christian expectant mothers who want childbirth preparation that respects both practical birth, education, and their religious convictions. It can also be useful for partners, doulas, midwives, and birth workers who support clients seeking faith-aligned relaxation methods. The book offers clear benefits. It helps readers think more realistically about fear and pain, understand how relaxation can support labor, and prepare for childbirth with a stronger sense of spiritual grounding. Its practical value lies in its combination of breathing techniques, affirmations, prayer, and childbirth education, which makes it more actionable than a purely inspirational pregnancy book. What distinguishes it from similar titles is its specific integration of hypnobirthing with Christian belief rather than generic wellness language. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want a birth resource that is both evidence-informed and openly devotional. In a category often divided between medical manuals and motivational faith books, this title stands out by trying to unify the two into one coherent preparation path. If you would like to support Tara Menzies, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.